In the Warren County Radio Bible School today, we're going to continue to look at Samuel's farewell speech to Israel. And we're going to begin how he promised that he would pray for them. We're looking at an old Sunday school lesson as we do this that was prepared for the Sunday schools of July the 10th, 1927 by E. A. Elam. And we'll get to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, the text we want to look at is 1 Samuel chapter 12, and we'll look at verse 23, where Samuel says to Israel, "Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against Jehovah in ceasing to pray for you. But I will instruct you in the good and in the right way." God was merciful and would bless them upon the conditions described above, and Samuel therefore would pray for them as a servant of God. They had asked him in verse 19 to pray for them, and he said he would do so. He said too that it would be a sin against God for him not to do so. When we see men go wrong today, especially the church, do we not sin against God in failing to pray for them? There would be more peace and harmony in the church now, and therefore less division over untaught things, if more people would pray for the good and the unity of the church. God teaches us to pray for all men in 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. We read about Christ. Now, he prayed for his enemies. Samuel promised to do two things for them, to pray for them and to instruct them in the good and right way. These two things, to pray and to walk in the good and right way, were necessary then and they're necessary now. We must pray and obey. Obey and pray. It was the right way because it was God's way. His way is eternally right. It was good because God's way always brings good to those who walk in it. Samuel was the people's friend forever. He was still their teacher, if not their judge. He was rejected in a sense, but he still loved the people and sought their good. He did not wish to see them ruined because they had done so wickedly. He did not give them up or turn from them as long as there was any hope of doing them any good in turning them back to God. Let us also learn a lesson from this. Samuel was a most remarkable character. He did not hesitate to tell people that they had sinned and had rejected God. He did not curry favor with them. He loved them, prayed for them, and taught them all his life, notwithstanding they unanimously, with all the intelligent leading and brainy men, except Samuel, on one side, thought it best to have a king. Yet they knew Samuel was their friend and, after all, was the purest, most faithful, and most loyal man among them. They sought his help in trouble, and even the God-forsaken king in utter despair would call him up from the grave seeking his guidance. In 1 Samuel 28, verses 2 through 25, people today cannot fail to realize who loved the church and its peace, who seeks its greatest good, who are the most faithful and most loyal, and who pray and work for the maintenance of God's order of things. Such true and faithful men never fail to show wherein God has been rejected in the enormity of sin in rejecting him. And they never fail to teach the good and right way, praying God for all. To be always the same for truth and right, regardless of who goes wrong, is the principle which always guides and governs true and godly men. And then he talked about fearing Jehovah. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verses 24 and 25, "Only fear Jehovah and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider how great things he has done for you. But if you shall do wickedly, ye shall be consumed, both you and your king." To fear Jehovah is to respect and reverence him. To serve him in truth with all your heart, that is to serve him truly, sincerely, and honestly, with all the power of the inner man enlisted and engaged. People cannot serve God in truth unless they do his will. For consider how great things he hath done for you. Samuel had often reminded them of what God had done for them after he saved them from Egypt and had saved them all along from their enemies. They seemed to forget it all and reject him in asking for a king. Now Samuel would have them to never more forget what God had done for them. For this reason, they were under great and lasting obligations to serve God. He is thy praise, and he is thy God. He hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eye have seen, Deuteronomy 10:21. For the same reason, we should love and obey God. This declaration goes to show still further that God could not spare and save them in sin and in rebellion. In Joshua's farewell address, he placed these same principles and conditions before the people in Joshua 24:20, and so did Moses in Deuteronomy 28. Truly it has been said, never was a people more fully warned, and never did a people profit less by the warning. All this is an admonition and warning to us. Both the kingdom and the king were consumed because they did not heed this warning and walk in the good and right way. Now at the end of this Sunday school lesson, there's this little rhyme. Implanting love for others, love's flowers for us are grown. God is not mocked, the harvest is whatsoever is sown. And now on the opening page of this book, I see we have our next Sunday school lesson, and this is for the Sunday schools of July the 17th, 1927. It's a lesson about how Samuel anoints David to be king. The text is 1 Samuel 16, verses 1 through 13. And Jehovah said unto Samuel, "How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons." And Samuel said, "How can I go? If Saul hear me, he will kill me." And Jehovah said, "Take an heifer with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to Jehovah. And call Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee." And Samuel did that which Jehovah spake, and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came to meet him, trembling, and said, "Comest thou peaceably?" And he said, "Peaceably I am come to sacrifice unto Jehovah. Sanctify yourselves, and come with me to the sacrifice." And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, he looked on Eliab, and said, "Surely Jehovah's anointed is before me." But Jehovah said unto Samuel, "Look not on his countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For Jehovah seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but Jehovah looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, Neither hath Jehovah chosen this. And Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Jehovah hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? He said, There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance and goodly to look upon. And Jehovah said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of Jehovah came mightily upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example to them that believe, in word, in manner of life, in love, in faith, in purity. For the devotional reading, we're going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace will they add to thee. Let not kindness and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the tablet of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in Jehovah with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear Jehovah, and depart from evil. It will be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor Jehovah with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vat shall overflow with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of Jehovah, neither be weary of his reproof. For whom Jehovah loveth, he reproveth, even as a father the son, in whom he delighteth. We read in Elam's notes, For an introduction, we cannot do better than to quote the following from Brother Lipscomb. God first selected Saul, a man of fine bodily appearance and great strength, and withal a brave and courageous man, modest and unassuming to begin with. He soon showed that he could not bear elevation. He became uplifted in heart, proud and presumptuous in spirit, and set aside the commandments of God and substituted what he thought best. Next, God selected David, a man of strong faith and courage, a man loyal to God in heart. No higher exhibits of faith and courage can be found than David gave on several occasions, yet David, by his exaltation and power, was led into such sin that God said to him, Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. The course David the king brought perpetual war, and divided the children of Israel into two warring factions, making both praise to the enemies of God. While David built the kingdom up in strength and power, and brought present earthly greatness, he sowed seeds of division and discord that brought weakness and destruction. It did not prepare the people to be a blessing to man, nor did it fit the children of Israel to receive the blessing of God. We'll continue with this in our next class about Samuel anointing Saul, anointing David to be king.